ma'am, like, and then, so ma'am, which are the colleges that are preferred by high-rank students? I mean, other than your college?
In our district, we have one DIET. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, the fees for the course is very less in DIETs, as it is a government institution. So, first of all, they try for DIET. They apply in both the colleges, in our college and in DIET also. If they get in DIET, then generally, if they get in DIET, they take admission in DIET. But it is not the case every time because some students are more concerned about the quality of teaching. And then, even if they get chance in the government college, they do not take admission. They come to our place. So that is the thing. That is how they choose. Some, yeah.
Sorry, continue.
No, you please tell.
No, ma'am, you were saying.
No, I was saying that those who are a little bit worried about the admission fee and all, they prefer for government colleges. Otherwise, they come for our colleges only in our district.
Okay, got it, ma'am. Okay. And ma'am, how many students from B.Ed. Take up mathematics and science teaching, and what would be the profile?
Yeah, mathematics. This year we have out of 50 students, we have 12 students who took up mathematics. Mathematics students are less in number because most of that is life science background students or bioscience background students, all of them do not take mathematics. Few take mathematics, but others sometimes they take English method or Bengali method like that. They need to take two methods, right? So sometimes they do not opt for maths as they are little bit afraid of this particular subject. You know, this phobia is there since their school days. So this year we have 12 math students, and in physical science we have 5 students this year, only 5. And for in life science, I think we have 8 students.
Okay. Ma'am, how much was the intake in 2019 and 20 for both of these courses?
50 only.
Like full 50 was occupied.
No, for DLED, full 50 is not occupied. For this B.Ed. course, we have full 50 occupied every year.
And for DLED, then?
DLED, it depends. See, this year we have 41 students,
Okay.
but they got admitted. This year means last session. Since this session was delayed, so
Right.
admission was
So you're saying the 2020 batch?
yeah, basically they are 2020 batch. In 2020 we have 41 students in DLED, but prior to that, 2019 batch, we had only 5 students. Yeah, and then prior to that, we had 30 students. That was the first batch with 30 students we started DLED. DLED was introduced in the year 2018 in our institution. So from the first batch, we had 30 students. Some of them left in between. They got job or something like that. I think five or six students left. But still, they are enrolled. Then next batch, we have only 5, but this year again, we have 41.
And ma'am, so do you think, you know, earlier the B.Ed. program was for 1 year, then it split into 2 years. So do you think, you know, the change in the 2-year program led to, you know, some changes in the profile of students that got admitted in the program?
Yes, definitely, because these days we see better quality of students in terms of their academic achievement. Because these days we find more local students. Earlier, scenario was like that. Most of the students were from outside, that is out of Assam. They were from out of Assam, from outside states like Bengal, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, our nearby state Tripura, like that. There was a batch. I remember my first batch when I joined in 2012. In that batch, we had 44 students from West Bengal.
Oh.
Yeah, see. So up to 2014, our strength was 60 students. Then, then from 2015, new guidelines were effective. And then they in NCP started this thing like two units, one unit, 50 students, and maximum two units can be there. So prior to that, there were 60 students, and you can imagine out of 60 students, 44 were from West Bengal in 2012. Because in our places, students were not that interested in doing B.Ed. courses. Because that time, TET was not there and these degrees were not mandatory to become a teacher.
Right, got it.
But as the new course got introduced, that is 2-year B.Ed. And after that, there were so much, that is, re-modification in everything, like appointment of teachers and all. Now the scenario is completely different. We are getting better quality students in terms of their that is qualifying exam result and all. Also, the sincerity and everything, I think, also the involvement in the course has also become more. Because you know there are components of internships and these are in multiple semesters.
Right.
So this this course, 2-year course, is definitely better, and it has brought about many changes, positive changes.
Okay. And now, what about the socioeconomic profile of students for both B.Ed. and D.L.M.?
Most of them are from, that is, middle class background. Some are from lower middle class or from poor background. But generally, mostly are from middle class background only.
Okay. And ma'am, what do you think, had they not joined teaching, what could have been their alternatives?
Actually, if they did not join teaching, then I think some are interested in civil services. They are taking coaching and preparation for that also. Some are interested for banking sector. But mostly, most of them are interested in teaching only.
These days.
Earlier, the scenario was different, but now with this TET job and all, and they can see every year people are getting job very easily through merit only. So I think most of them are here for teaching job only. Some are taking some other coachings side by side.
Right. So ma'am, what do you think is the key motivation to join the program?
Well, to be very frank, the key motivation is that teaching job is available these days. And they can get it easily if they have the qualification and if they can crack TET and all. That is the main motivation actually, TET. To qualify TET and getting government job. Getting government job is the key motivation. But for there are some students who are very much devoted to this particular profession, and then they, since their childhood, they decided to be teacher. But this number is very less. I am telling you the practical thing.
Of course.
The main motive is getting a government job.
Right. So ma'am, what do students like most about the B.Ed. and the D.L.Ed. program?
What do they do?
What do they like the most about these two?
Actually, they you are asking about the components of the program,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Mostly they like the practical component.
Okay.
Like internship program, community service, then school experience programs. Also the co-curricular activities part. There are, around the year we have different observation, then different celebrations, this and that. So they enjoy every bit of this. You see, after school, generally we don't get scope for, that is, exploring our co-curricular activities part.
Yes, of course.
But when they come to B.Ed., once again, they become like that. Schools, students.
Yes.
So they enjoy all these practical components.
Okay. And ma'am, so are there any issues that the students report about the program?
Not exactly. I think nobody thinks in that way, that is, that in a deeper way, everybody is like how to complete the course, get a degree and get a job. So generally they don't think about that. But yes, there are certain aspects which needs to be modified syllabus wise.
Acha, okay.
But that is a different part of the, altogether.
Okay. So ma'am, overall, what do the students think about the two-year program?
Two-year program, from the students' perspective, I think the theory component, some of the theory components, they think could be replaced by some other components or some more practical components, because we have so many theory papers.
Right.
In the first semester, they have 5 theory papers. In the second semester, they have 6 theory papers. In the third semester, they have 6 theory papers. The fourth semester is completely internship. And there is one internship component in the first semester also.
Okay.
But second and third, mane, they have only theories, six papers. So, if the practical components were mixed little bit with that, and without, instead of making the whole 4-semester practical component, they could have added 2 or 3 theory papers maybe in that portion, and if they could bring it in the other 2 semesters, then it would have been less hectic for them.
Okay, got it. Ma'am, just give me a second.
Yeah, sure.
So, ma'am, what are the students' opinions with respect to the TET examination, the teacher eligibility test?
Actually, they are very happy that this test is being conducted, because I don't know whether you were aware of this. Since many years back, during our time, there was no such test. And the appointment process was not at all transparent.
Right.
There used to be many irregularities, and actually the people who were really qualified, they never got a job. Most of them.
Right.
Even if you had a qualification, then also you had to have some other, I think, channels or something like that.
Yeah.
In most of the cases, not in all, but in most of the cases. But these days, the appointment of teacher is happening in such a transparent process, then that students are very happy, and they just expect that every year that should be conducted.
Okay. And ma'am, in what way do you know there's this overall change in these students because of the program? I mean, you would see them getting admitted in B.Ed. And you would see them getting out of these courses in 2 years. So what do you think is, how you change?
There is actually huge change that we observe after 2 years. You see, the entry behavior and the exit behavior is completely different. A lot of modification of behavior takes place in between. Actually, with, as per the student's perception, I'm telling you, after they finish the course, they just realize how much they have evolved as a teacher. Because prior to that, they have only that that is theoretical idea that they have to go to the class and they need to know some topics and they need to just transact. But after doing B.Ed., after getting through all the components like micro teaching, and these are being practiced here, teaching skills and all, then practice teaching, school experience program. After all this, they get a clear idea about how a school functions.
Right.
Also about different methodologies and techniques, how to prepare the lesson plan, how to formulate the objectives. These things are being done rigorously. I'm talking about my institution only, because other every institution is not the same, but after going through all these rigorous grilling for 2 years, they are then completely evolved as a teacher. And wherever they have joined after that, be it private institution or in government institution, we have very good feedback.
Okay. Right. Ma'am, I was just going to ask that, what is like the main feedback from schools with respect to student preparation?
Yeah, it is very good. Actually, there are certain schools, they wait for this practice teaching session from our institution. And sometimes they communicate us beforehand that they need science background teacher or English teacher. So accordingly, we allot to the students to different schools.
Okay. And then after they take up teaching, I mean after the PED and the DLED course, do these students keep in touch with you? You have like alumni and... What kind of feedback do they give you?
Yeah, very much they are in touch. Actually, the students, even those who have left 10-15 years back, even they keep in touch regularly. Those students from Bengal, still today they are in touch. And even the local students also, since we meet every other time. So, they are also very much in touch, and through social media, Facebook, WhatsApp, we have different groups, WhatsApp groups, right, for every year, for the old students, alumni group and all, and they are very much in touch.
Okay, and feedback did they give you with respect to the program?
Yeah, they are very much satisfied. Actually, frankly speaking, every year on Teachers' Day, we get innumerable messages from our students, and they just keep on reminding us that how they miss this college and the teachers, and how this college has shaped their totality of their personality and behavior. Right. And how they have evolved as a teacher. They keep on reiterating everything.
Right. It must feel so wonderful, right?
Yeah. That since we are a private institution, right, though presently we get decent amount of salary, but initially the salary was just a bigger amount. But you see, the students' feedback was something which used to compensate all those things. Right. And even today.
Of course.
This is our actually capital, I will say. The goodwill.
Very true, ma'am. So, ma'am, you were talking about the TET, right? So, say for the last 2 to 3 batches, how many would have applied for the TET or the CET?
Almost everyone. Almost everyone cracked it.
Oh, wow. So, ma'am, does your institute provide any support with respect to TET preparation?
Actually, we gave support twice. Once. Officially, we gave support once for this CTET. And otherwise, generally, whatever we do in our classroom transaction, we cover this CTET component.
Okay.
Those who have done this course from our institution, they generally, after appearing the exam, they give us feedback like that, especially the pedagogy part. Pedagogy part, they say that whatever you taught in the class, that was sufficient. And we could answer almost 100% from that part only. So we try to cover whenever we are teaching certain topic. After that, we discuss that this type of question may be there in TET exam.
Okay. So, ma'am, you know, which is one amongst the high pass rating for TET. There could be colleges which do not have so much of a pass percentage in TET. So, you know, according to you, what could be the reasons for that, this difference?
The reason is only that, I'm telling this off the record.
Of course.
Because all the institutions do not conduct classes in the similar manner.
Right.
In some institutions, people need not go. they appear for the exam or somehow they manage for the assignments and other things. So this is one thing in which we never consider anyone.
Right.
One has to be regular. Regular classes are being conducted. See, during this pandemic also, online classes is something that many institutions actually did not conduct at all.
Right, ma'am, right.
Okay. But here we have taken classes 3 hours every day, some days 4 hours. See, class, even if the class time is say 1.5 hours for some batches, we stretched it for 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Students were also willing.
Okay.
So this is how we are doing it. That is the difference only. Otherwise, students' quality, I already told, it is comparable.
Right, that's there.
But when we face, that is when we take interview, for example, a few days back we had one vacancy in our college for licensed teacher and we took interview. And there were students from our college and from other institution also. Reputed institution, so-called, and even they have higher percentage also.
Okay.
In the theory papers. But when they started taking class, because we ensured that we'll take it through demonstration class only, apart from interview also. So the moment we started this demonstration class, we saw the difference.
Right.
And then the candidate literally cried and told we were not given anything, any training on demonstration class, micro teaching skill, this and that. We were not taught anything. Whatever we have done it ourselves.
Oh, got it.
So that makes the difference actually.
Of course.
Otherwise, students' quality is same almost.
Okay. Makes sense. So ma'am, you know, where do the students get employed once they are done with B.Ed or D.L.Ed?
Generally, maximum students are being employed by government only in different government LPUP and higher secondary schools.
Okay.
Apart from that, some are being employed in the local private schools also, in Maharshi Vidya Mandir, then in Saraswati Vidya Niketan, and then some get employed in KV also in, as contractual, and after qualifying CTET, many has joined KV in payroll as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. And ma'am, so how do they look for these jobs? I mean, do you have a placement cell or, you know, you are affiliated to any schools?
No, not like that. Actually, they apply by themselves only. Whenever this TET is conducted, then though it is done by government only. They apply for the TET, they appear for the TET, they clear it and they get the job. And for these private institutions, yes, we have some connection with the schools and they ask for some recommendations.
Right.
Yeah. So we send few student profile accordingly. Then they select. Most of the time they select from our student only.
Okay.
Especially in the Maharshi Vidya Mandir and Saraswati Vidya Niketan and similar other private schools.
Okay. Ma'am, also we have been hearing that, you know, these teachers who are right out of B.Ed and D.L.Ed, they're usually given lower grade classes to teach. I mean, we wanted to know if this is true, and were your students placed to teach these grades? Were they actually trained to teach the lower grade students?
Happens in some schools.
Okay.
Especially during internship, this happens in some schools.
Okay.
Sometimes they are not allotted higher classes, like class 10. Most of the schools do not, provide them class 10 classes.
Right.
Because they will appear bored, no? So they have also a logic, like they will appear bored exam and so their regular teachers are already teaching them. So that is a different issue. But there are some schools who sometimes they give those even primary classes to the B.Ed student, which is not at all acceptable.
Yeah, because so, I mean, do you train your students to teach the lower grades?
No, not at all. Because for B.Ed., it is for secondary level only.
Right, of course. And for DLED?
For DLED, it is for elementary level, like primary and upper primary. So they are, we do not face such problems.
Right, but for B.Ed., there is an issue.
Sometimes, but not in all the schools. Maybe in one school sometimes. It is not a regular phenomenon.
Okay. Otherwise, they get placed accordingly.
And sometimes it depends also. There are one or two students, like every year we have such students who are not very comfortable with the higher classes.
Right, okay.
You know, the students' personality also matters at times.
Of course.
So that's why maybe they are allotted these classes like maximum up to 6, 7, like that.
Right, got it.
Because they cannot control the higher level classes.
And ma'am, what proportion of your students actually seek government jobs and get government jobs?
Actually, all of them seek government job.
Right.
And I think almost most of them, they get it these
Yes.
days, as
Okay.
step is there.
Right. Ma'am,
I don't remember any student since last few batches that they are sitting idle at home or did not get government job. They have got almost everyone.
Wow, okay. This is very new compared to Maharashtra.
Is it?
Yes.
So that is not there.
No, we have, but the proportion of teachers getting government jobs in Maharashtra is very low compared to that of
Maybe I can that is just suggest a reason for that. Like probably in Assam there was there was absolutely no appointment for many years.
Oh, okay.
Okay, prior to last government. So
Yeah, I think that could also be a reason because for quite some time, even Maharashtra doesn't have seats open for government.
that is the thing. Otherwise, they would have got. See, in our college, last week, our education minister visited our college. Okay, this is the only private college where in the whole Assam that he visited. So it was also a proud moment for us when he told us that I got feedback from about this college sitting in Guwahati only. That's why I have visited. There was some that is human cry also from the government institutions that why he is visiting a private B.Ed. college. But we didn't invite him. We were also surprised when we saw that our college is there in the list of his itinerary.
Right. But like you said, it would be such a proud moment to have him over.
Then he told us that every year they need to recruit 6,000 students,
Oh,
6,000 teachers they need to recruit in this high school level. But number of pass outs are much less compared to this. So actually he request us to increase the intake number, and accordingly we have written to NCT to make it 100.
for that,
So
for you.
for yeah, because in Assam most of the colleges have this 50 students intake,
Okay. So ma'am,
especially the private colleges.
what would be the starting salary of teachers who join government and private schools?
For government schools, I think I'm not very sure, but it is something around 20,000-25,000 if when they are contractual. After they become permanent, it becomes like 29,000, 28,000, like that.
This is for B.Ed.
This is for B.Ed.
And DLED?
Even no, for DLED also.
Okay.
I'm talking about TET in general.
Right, okay.
For higher secondary, it is I think a little bit more.
More. Okay. And in private?
In private depends. In private, you can see even people are joining for 7,000, 6,000 like that. In some good schools, they get sometimes 12, 13,000. If PGT, then 16, 17,000.
Acha, okay, got it. And ma'am, do your students also get jobs in NGOs working in the education sector?
I don't remember any, but one student actually last year she got recruited in social welfare department in some NGO called Saki, I think, one stop center for women. Okay. And all like that.
Okay. So ma'am, what are the other careers that you know the students would choose in the education sector apart from teaching?
Well, I think mostly they seek for teaching only.
Oh.
Because they are not very much aware about other options, and we don't have other option in Assam that much. But yes, in some cases, like there are some posts in SSA and all, there also they can apply.
Achha, okay, got it.
As a counselor in schools, so like that, they can apply.
So, ma'am, what are some of the challenges that you and your colleagues face, you know, with reference to teaching students?
Well, one big problem that we face is most of the students are very much interested in notes. So, if we start providing notes in the classroom, then what happens? Discussion gets hampered.
Of course, yeah.
And only through discussion they can have the concepts.
Right.
Otherwise, though, they can just mug up the question and answer. So this is one problem, because in earlier courses, graduation, post-graduation, or whatever they do, probably this is the trend now.
Oh. Okay.
That getting ready-made notes and passing out the exams. But here you see in B.Ed, especially in papers like psychology-related papers, teaching, learning and all, questions are mostly applied.
Right.
So you need to have the concept.
Of course.
So here sometimes we feel the problem. Students want notes and we want to discuss more and more. And also in semester system, you know, time is also very short.
Yes.
So these days we have found out a solution, like we discuss in the classroom and we provide the material in Google Classroom or in WhatsApp groups, so that they can get the material also, but we can continue with the discussion as well.
Okay. So ma'am, in terms of attendance or regularity, interest, there is no issue with the
students? No issue. Even since this second wave of pandemic, actually we were taking classes through Google Meet only. There also we almost 100% attendance we find every day.
Wow. Ma'am, any challenges that you and your colleagues face with reference to your, you know, tenure, salary, or opportunities to develop professionally?
Yeah, these are the problems, because you see, we are a private institution, so salary is an issue, but not a big issue, because in our college, I think, amongst all other private colleges, we are being paid the highest. Oh. And at least they listen to our grievances.
Okay.
So we get hike almost. Actually, we get hike every year.
Okay.
And in some year, like this year, we got a very good hike.
Okay.
So this is an issue. Still, it is an issue, because we are getting a salary like that of a school teacher.
Got it.
But actually the college scale is much higher. So this is an issue. If we have applied this time after the visit of our education minister, sir, we have applied for the grant, because we have already completed 25 years. Actually, we have completed 26 years.
Oh, so now you're eligible.
Of this college. So since all this time, we never got any government grant. Also, it didn't apply as well. But this time, as we can see, government is also happy with our institution. So we applied for some grant. Let's see if we get it. So this is one thing. Professional development, which you said, that is also one issue. Because you see, we have less number of staff. So the number of since the number of staff is less, I just mean to say that whatever is required, we don't have any extra staff. You can understand it is a private college, right. They need to pay more. So that's why it is it becomes difficult for us to go for refresher courses and all. Then who will take my classes?
Right.
Though during this pandemic we have utilized some time, we have done few online refreshers. But still that is not sufficient because you can understand one needs to be totally involved in a course if he or she is doing it. When you have so many things in your hand, then you cannot concentrate on those things. So this is a problem. Yes, with whatever upgradation is needed, that we cannot go for those things.
Right. And ma'am, with respect to NCTE regulation, do you face any challenges there?
Yeah, to some extent, I think this they also try to the. Actually, they have regulations, I think more regulations for the private colleges. Like in government institutions, there are no faculty.
Okay.
Appointment is not happening. I can name the institution, but I will not. In government degree college, there are three or four permanent faculty, but they are running these courses. In IITs also. They don't have qualified teachers for B.Ed course because for B.Ed one has to have M.Ed necessarily. But in most of the diets you will not find many teachers having this M.Ed qualification. But still they are running B.Ed course and all. But when it comes to private institutions, they are very much strict about rules and regulations. Also, you must be knowing what happens during these visits and all, inspection and all.
Right.
So, I don't want to elaborate, but so sometimes you feel bad that cooperation part is a bit less from them.
Okay. And ma'am, even though yours is a private body, you will be affiliated to some university?
Yes, it is affiliated to Assam University.
Right. So they might be having their rules and regulations also.
Yes. They have their rules and regulations and they also visit us in, I think, every 2-3 years.
Okay.
They keep visiting.
And they would have their own timelines and quality of examinations.
Yeah. We are conducting their syllabus only.
Of course. So how is that accord to you? Those timelines, the examinations.
I think more of a satisfactory. But one thing I must add. See, in 2015, this 2 years course started. So they made a syllabus in 2015. We pointed out many loopholes in the syllabus. Okay, they told they will rectify, but they didn't. And then it is 2021 now. There is not a single modification in the syllabus in all these years.
Oh. And actually, that gets me to the point where I want to ask you about the four-year B.Ed program that is, you know, now being introduced by the new education policy. What are your thoughts about this program, four-year?
Now, in four-year program, from one point of view, it is good that now students have to decide at their higher secondary level only whether they want to be a teacher or not. After higher secondary level, they need to now decide.
Right.
And then they will get admitted for this BA, BEd, PSC, BEd and all. But in our places, if we think about infrastructure, if we think about the facilities, it is very difficult. It will become very difficult rather because you see, consider our college. In our, we are a private college. So here we need to have, if we need to introduce PCBA, we have faculty. I'm from physics background. Our principal madam is from chemistry background. We have life science background teachers we have. But the problem is that the costing of setting up laboratory and all, that is not possible without government help.
Right.
So this is one problem. And apart from that, we can do this thing also. We can have some move with some colleges, local colleges. But there also we face some problem that these colleges do not have education departments.
Oh.
We have one college having education, but that is also only pass. They do not have honors.
Oh.
And in the there is the oldest college, that is the there is a heritage college,
right.
But there we don't have this department at all.
The Department of Education.
Department of Education.
Oh.
Achha, Mayuri, can I take a break for 2 minutes?
Okay, sure.
Because there is one important call. Let me take it and I'll call you back.
Yeah, sure, ma'am. Sure.
Oh, yeah, thank you.